Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. The last name is M-A-C, capital L-E-A-Y. Her address is 2161 Hartford, H-A-R-T-F-O-R-D, drive number 164, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-560-3211. Her ID is XXX-XXX-2706, date of birth is 5-1-1980, 43-year-old. Disabled woman with seizure disorder. Insurance is Medicare/Medi-Cal. Pharmacy is Cottonwood, closed store, 530-347-3628. It is addressed to Dr. NEHA. T-Y-A-G-I, Ampla Health, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95928, 530-342-4395. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with longstanding history of seizure disorder. Current medications, list these vertically. Duloxetine, Buspirone, Lipitor, Gabapentin, Lamotrigine, Keppra, Ibuprofen, Loperamide, Metoprolol, Prazosin, Quetiapine, Vitamin D3, Tylenol, Albuterol, Belsomra, Clonazepam. The clinical indication is history of seizure disorder since age 7. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Michelle McLee for neurological evaluation. She was initially seen for neurological examination on April 2nd, 2024, with follow-ups on July 25th, 2024, August 23rd, 2024, and most recently on May 28th, 2025, new paragraph. By her reports, she is not having any seizures. New paragraph, she has a VNS stimulator that on interrogation was shown not to be functional. New paragraph, subparagraph, we are referring her for analysis and battery replacement as may be needed. For treatment of her otherwise intractable epilepsy. and then put in parenthesis ICD-10 G40.41. New paragraph. Her diagnostic evaluation shows a relatively normal neurological examination. New paragraph. Laboratory testing completed in middle and late 2024 showed a normal Keppra level, normal lamotrigine level. New paragraph. Diagnostic laboratory studies showed an increased LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, and normal hemoglobin A1C with evidence for significant insulin resistance. Copies of her laboratory studies have been requested to go to your office. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalograms were requested and were completed by Professor, in parenthesis, Dr. John Schmidt, M.D., at the Orville Procedure Center. Her basic EEG was within normal limits. New paragraph. The ambulatory EEG completed on July 8th, 2024, showed generalized spike and polyspike and wave activity with single spikes at intermittent episodes with a left frontotemporal spread to the right frontotemporal area with spike and polyspike wake activity. New paragraph. This is an abnormal subparagraph. This is an abnormal EEG due to electrographic seizures. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Longstanding seizure disorder since childhood, treated, apparently stable on current treatment regimen with therapeutic anticonvulsant levels documented. A subparagraph. Current treatment with VNS stimulation for control of breakthrough epilepsy. Subparagraph. VNS interrogation indicates VNS unit dysfunction, subparagraph. She will be referred for evaluation of her VNS stimulator with adjustment and replacement as needed, new paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns and sign respectfully with my professional signature.